This chazor zeich nishu b'achir es ha-shagam yuhunim b'sechet z'chulun daf stam ha-ches. Perek behema ha-mekashe, perek revi. Zok de'elik ha-mishna b'siyat ha-dushmaya. If an animal was having a difficult labor and the fetus stuck out a leg out of the mother and then brought it back in, and the mother was then shechta with the fetus still inside, it may be eaten. If it had stuck out its head, even if it had brought it back in before the shechita, it's considered to have been born, and it does not become mutter through the shechita of the mother. If someone sticks his hand inside the mother, cuts off a piece of the fetus and leaves it inside the mother and then shechs the mother, the piece that was cut off becomes mutter to eat. However, if one cuts off a piece of the mother's spleen or kidney, one of the internal organs, and leaves it inside the mother and then shechs her, the cut off pieces are usser to eat. The general rule is something that's part of the animal's body that's cut off and found inside is usser. Something that's not from the body, like a fetus, that's found inside is mutter. Zokhtim Rabbi Yehuda Neim Rav said, in a case like that in the beginning of the Mishnah, where the fetus draws the leg back inside, the rest of the fetus is mutter, but that leg that was stuck out is actually usser, even though it was back inside before the shechita. This is based on the pasuk of Ubasar Basada Treifel Eisechel, which teaches that once meat goes beyond its boundaries, it becomes usser. Our Mishnah said, in the first case, said it's mutter, which the chayr is referring to the leg that was stuck out. Mar says, no, it is referring to the fetus, not the leg. If it's referring to the fetus, why is the Mishnah mentioned that the leg was drawn back inside the mother? Even if it wasn't drawn back inside, the rest of the fetus would be mutter. And for the more, there's no reason to mention that it drew it back inside. The Mishnah only mentioned that because it wants to mention that in the second case, when it stuck out its head over there, the whole fetus is also, even if it drew it back in before the shechita. Fact, the Gemara, is the second part of the Mishnah really the main part that the rest is based on? It seems to be teaching that a fetus is considered to be born when it sticks its head out. That's something that's already taught regarding a human fetus for purposes of Bechar. You can't say that it's needed to teach this again regarding an animal, because we would have thought that an animal and a human are treated very differently for the purpose. Because if we would only teach this regarding an animal, we would say that for an animal, emergence of the head alone is considered birth because emergence puts it in plain view, whereas by a human, emergence of the head is not in full view of the baby because of the mother's legs. And if we would only have the teaching regarding human, we'd say that's over there because the face of a human is its most defining feature, and maybe that's why it's considered to be born at that point in time. It may be, but an animal, maybe it's different. So it says that can't be the reason, because another Mishnah teaches that a human and an animal are treated the same in this regard. Now, if we say that in the first case, the Mishnah gives the case that it drew back its leg because when it does so, even the leg becomes mutter, we could say the second case that the Mishnah is given to contrast that first case. The Mishnah wanted to give a case where even when the thing that was stuck out is drawn back and the fetus is still usher. However, if the mention of drawing the leg back is really just teaching nothing in the first case, and the second case is something that we have learned already from another Mishnah, then why was the drawing back of the leg ever even mentioned? And for tomorrow, in truth, the leg does not become mutter when it's drawn back in, and it's only the rest of the fetus that's mutter. The reason the Mishnah gives the case that the leg is drawn back in is like Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, that if the leg is drawn back in, the place of the leg that's at the opening of the womb, the place of Mochamach, that becomes mutter with the mother's shechita. If it's not drawn back in, that place is also usher as well. Fekmar Abraisa says, if an animal was having a difficult labor and the fetus stuck out a leg from the mother and then brought it back in, and the mother was then shechted with the fetus still inside, it may be eaten. If the mother was first shechted and then the fetus drew his leg back inside, it's usher. If it stuck out its leg and then the person cut it off and then shechted the mother, that which is outside, meaning the severed leg, is tamei as Eiv Menachai, and is also usher. And that which inside the fetus is tar and mutter. If he first shechted the mother and then cut off the leg that it stuck outside, Rav Meir says the flesh of the fetus and the mother is tamei for having touched nevela. Eiv Menachai has a tumah like nevela, but the Chacham say the flesh is tamei only for having touched the treifa that was shechted. Now, presumably, when the Braisa's first case says that it's mutter, referring to the leg that was stuck out and drawn back in, and for the note, that's also referring to the fetus. Rav Meir refers to the fetus. How do we explain the next case of the Braisa, which says that if the mother was first shechted and then the fetus drew its leg back inside, it's also, if it refers to the fetus, when it says it refers to the fetus, why would the fetus be also in this case? And for the Marzak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that this is needed to teach regarding the place of the cut itself, the Mokam HaKatach, the place at the opening of the womb. If the leg is drawn back in, the place of the leg that's at the opening of the womb becomes mutter with the mother's shechita. If it's not drawn back in, that place is also. Fekmar Wunavimi came from Bei Chuzoi. He taught a brisa that said a hoof that was drawn back in may be eaten, and hooves that were drawn back in may be eaten. This seems to mean that if the hoof was drawn back in, the hoof itself may be eaten. And for the Mara, it means that if the hoof is drawn back in, the fetus may be eaten. In fact, Mara refers to the fetus. Why is it only mutter if the hoof is drawn back in? Even if it's not drawn back in, it should be mutter. And for the Mara, Nachman Yitzchak says that it's needed to teach regarding the place of the cut itself, Mokam HaKatach. If the leg is drawn back in, the place of the Mokam HaKatach, the place at the opening of the womb, it becomes mutter with the mother's shechita. If it's not drawn back in, that place itself is osur. In fact, Mara, the Brice makes two drushes, one on hoof and one on hooves, and they can't both be teaching the same thing. What's going on? Presumably, we have to say that that one teaches regarding the place of the cut, the Machom HaChatach, and the other one teaches regarding the leg itself, teaches as mutter. And for tomorrow, no. One teaches regarding the Machom HaChatach, the other teaches regarding a fetus that does not have split hooves, where the mother does have split hooves, and follows the view of Rav Shimon, who says that such an animal is usur if it's born, but it's mutter if it was in the mother when the mother was shechted. Zok Mar Avaita, Ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan argues, and Ravin says, if leg is drawn back in before the Shechita, the leg itself becomes mutter. Rabbi Yehuda asked Ula, we find the Rav and Shmuel both said the leg would be aser. Ula said, we find the Rabbi Yechon said, all things are included in the pasuk of Ubasar Basar Treifel Ezechelu. The pasuk then goes on and says that a chatos that has left its boundary and then went back in remains aser. This teaches that only a chatos that left its boundaries that went out and came back in is aser. But other cases that left and went back in would be mutter. Frekmar Bryce says, what does the pasuk of Ubasar Basar Treifel Ezechelu teach? We would think that since we find regarding Meiser Shani and Bikurim that left their boundary and then came back in that they're mutter, we would think the same thing should be for Midas. As well, the same should be for the leg of a fetus that was stuck out of the womb and was then returned before the mother shechita. The pasuk therefore says treifa, which Rabbi explains to teach that it's like a treifa, just like a treifa can never become mutter again. The same is true regarding the meat that left its boundary. I disrefutes Ula. After Gemara says to yufta of Ula. Frak the Gemara, where do we find regarding Ma'aser Sheni and Bikurim that left their boundary and they came back in that they're mutter? Marissa, the pasuk says, Lo yisucha lecha b'sharecha ma'aser degoncha, which teaches that they may not be eaten in your cities, but if they left and came back to Yerushalayim, they may still be eaten. Zok Mar Avaita, Eretz Yisrael, they taught the machalik as follows. Rav says there is birth for individual limbs, and therefore the leg is considered to be born and can't be included in the mother's shechita. Rabbi Yechon says there's no birth for individual limbs, and therefore as long as it's in the mother during the shechita, becomes mutter with that shechita. What's the difference between this version of the machalik and the previous version? If the difference would be regarding the minority of a leg that did not leave the mother, according to Rav. According to the first version, it remains mutter. According to the second version, it is considered to be born along with the majority of the leg, and therefore it would be aser. In fact, according to the view that there is no birth for individual limbs, what's the halacha if the fetus sticks out one leg and draws it back in, then continues to do so for all the other limbs to the point that it adds up to most of the fetus having been stuck out at one point, at some point along the way, even though not at the same time? Do we say that the majority of the animal has left the womb and therefore considered to have been born, or do we say that since each time it drew it back in, it's not considered to be born? Second question, if you say that it's not considered to be born in this case, what if each limb was stuck out, the person cut it off, so it was never drawn back in until the majority of the animal was cut off? Do we say that a majority has definitely been born and therefore even the minority inside is considered to be born, or do we say that the majority has to come out of the womb at one time in order for it to be considered to be born? Everything more, our Mishnah said, the general rule is something that's part of the animal's body that's cut off and found inside is also something that's not from its body. The fetus that's found inside is mutter, presumably it means to include the case that is the subject of this question, and we see that what remains inside is mutter. The Gemara says this is not what the general rule means to include. Rather, it means to include the case of a fetus that does not have split hooves, but the mother does have split hooves, according to the view of Rav Shimon, who says that such an animal is also only if it's born, but it's mutter if it was in the mother when the mother was shechted.